Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Holly Wade, NFIB.com. Holly, tell us about NFIB.
Great. So NFIB is the largest small business advocacy association in the country. We represent about 300,000 small business owners in every state, lobbying on their behalf on a state level and a federal level. And in the research center, we study the operations of small business and how public policy impacts them. So it's a big organization that advocates on many levels for the small business sector.
They're very active at the state level. I know a number of state directors for NFIB. By the way, I'll remind you, Holly, I've been a member of the NFIB for over 30 years now.
That's so great.
It's a great organization, folks. I encourage you to support them. I promise you they're on your side. And you'll hear from them on a regular basis too. They won't just take your money, and whatever they ask you for is a great investment. Holly, we're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, folks. Something that, you know, I do every month here with Holly and Bill Dunkelberg for over 20 years now, and we're talking about the index and the 10 elements. Capital spending was down. Do we know why?
So capital spending has been an interesting one to look at over the last year. Plans have actual capital spending has been up there, and it's been improving. People, the small business owners are spending a bit more money these days. About 60% say that they're planning to make a capital expenditure. However, plans are still at low levels, and so they're having to spend money, but they're not planning to do it. And so they're trying to keep as much money in the business. It's still unpredictable. They still don't know what it looks like for the next 6 months, even though they do more are saying that they believe it'll get better. But they're still kind of holding on to their dollars and only spending when they need to. Mm. And over the next year, we expect that to start increasing and owners planning to do more in expanding their business.
It can also have to do with not really knowing at this moment. This is a fluid thing. I mean, it's almost day to day.
Exactly.
Not knowing what's going to be expected of them from a digital transformation standpoint. What are the customer expectations are constantly evolving right now, very fluid, and they might be holding on to say, okay, I don't want to make a major commitment if I don't know that that's going to last me for a while. They need whatever we invest in, we need it to last, and I think that
Absolutely.
Might be a part of it. What do you think?
I think so, too, and they're having to spend money on business operations in other areas that they probably didn't anticipate,
whether
like
COVID issues,
PPE equipment, all of those things, having to go through inventory at a very irregular pace because of the kind of the choppiness of sales and things like that. And so the actual planning of a big capital expenditure right now just isn't
there's only so much
for many small business owners.
There's only so much money. That's the thing we have to realize. There's not a lot. You know, the law of small business numbers states that whatever you need, there probably isn't enough. And certainly from a standpoint of capital, that's the case. And so if a small business has to spend money on something that doesn't make them money, it takes money away from things that will make them money. I want to wrap up here with something that you guys commented on about essentially about Washington still not understanding small business out here on Main Street. It continues to be a problem, doesn't it?
It does. It is. You know, we pound the pavement every day talking to lawmakers and trying to explain as strongly as we can that small business owners, every time they change something, every time they add something to the plate of a small business owner, it takes away time and energy from them actually operating their business.
Yep.
The owner is the one who does everything and has their hands in all aspects, and so the more they're involved, the less involved the owner is in operating their business.
That's right. Hey, Holly, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
Give our best to Bill. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessing here. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.